You know, part of learning and part of progressing as a person is understanding reality. And I have to understand a hard truth on this day, that the purple-haired snowflakes were right. Privilege is definitely a thing. But we're going to ignore all the type of privilege today, and we're going to go through the privilege that I have been accounted for, and that is systematic privilege. That is privilege of tradition and the reality of going second and picking after Alex makes his Thursday night picks. Alex is honestly a curse on Thursday night football. I think that it's honestly a stronger curse than the Madden curse. And I think that a lesser person, and I am not a lesser person, Alex is though, Alex is definitely a lesser person, would have saw the results of week two. Alex, you know, of course, predicting his first Thursday night football game in what feels like a year, right? And the atrocity that was the Bengals getting mollywopped by the Vikings, and they would have folded. They would have overthought it. They would have been like, oh, the Bengals can't play that terrible, and blinded themselves to reality, and would have thought with their heart and would have been like, oh, well, the Bengals can't duplicate that performance, instead of accepting the reality that Joe Burrow is taking the Bengals to relevancy, kicking and screaming and doing everything possible to prevent that from happening. A lesser person would have seen the Eagles' woes and they would have paused. A lesser person would have watched the Browns' defense stifle what Alex certainly thought was the best team in the NFC, and would have thought, well, the Browns are on the upkeep, instead of realizing what the Browns actually are, which is a dumpster fire whose defense can get hot from time to time. The Browns are going to get 4 to 5 wins this year. That's reality. And some of those wins are going to come against teams that you don't think they should beat. And the goal is, you know what? Let's ignore the goal for a second. I want to make a proclamation. I am the best thing on this show as far as predictions, not Alex. That's reality. That is pertinent. My record is on the internet for 3 years now, if I'm not mistaken, 2 or 3 years now. I am as accurate or more accurate than some of your favorite content creators. That's reality. And the way I do that is I take Alex's perspective, and then I find the right one. And that is the key to success, ladies and gentlemen. Alex, Mr. 3-17, how are you feeling on this Friday afternoon?
Oh, sorry, you finished? Oh, God damn it. I was not expecting this. I mean, this was a... I think you've outdone yourself, Angela. This was maybe the longest monologue I've ever seen you do.
I actually had more.
You had more?
In fact, you know what? Let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay. I'll just go grab dinner like an hour away from here. When I'm back, you're probably done.
Alex did so poorly that a coin that I am holding in my hands right now, could have predicted last week better. So I have games to give away. You know, why just give them away at the end? Why not sprinkle them in throughout the season? Because this is just a game for me. Alex is no real competition. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this coin for every prediction for Sunday and Monday, and I'm going to flip it. Heads will be the home team, tails will be the away team. It could have me pick the putrid Bengals for all I know, but I am going to go by this coin. And I am going to beat Alex. And that is going to happen.
I like that idea, but let's do something different. I make the picks. You make the picks. The coin makes the picks.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see the record of the coin at the end of the season.
Okay.
I'll track the record of the coin manually.
Okay. Would you like me to put my camera on when we go to make predictions so you can see the result of the coin?
I'll trust you. You send the coin. You make the pick. I make the pick. You flip the coin, and you tell me where the coin lands.
Okay.
All right. We'll track the coin. So now that the monologue, I think, is done. Okay. Technically, the coin should beat both of us because the coin should be around 50%.
I'm above 50%, Alex. I hate to
burn. Well, this year, we have, as you said, the record is on the internet. Your record last year wasn't 50%. So, knowing this,
one was over 50%.
It was around 50%, yes.
It was over 50%.
I would need to fact check that one. I know it was around it. Year two was below. So, with that in mind, the coin should probably beat both of us. But we'll see. Let's see what the coin does going forward. We'll start tracking it on week 5, and we'll move from there. Now that the monologue is done, how are you guys doing? I hope you're still around because the monologue was very long and it just resumes to Alex had a shit week in his picks. Alex didn't pick very well, but we move on because, again, as I was... What? What did you say?
I said Alex is a lesser person.
No.
Because art dictate things.
As Alex was saying before, and as Rocky said, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. And that's just what we do here. We just keep on moving forward. Bad weeks come, we take them in stride, and we move on, and we get to the better weeks. And this week is going to be a better week. So that's
based on what?
Based on my gut, based on my reflection of what was happening in the league last week.
I guess technically it can't get any much worse, so...
Well, I could pick none of the games, right, so...
That would be impressive. That, in and of itself, would be the most impressive feat you have ever accomplished.
Would be quite fun. That would be a fun week, I would say. A bit of a... Not fun in the sense of we would be losing, but it would be a week that doesn't happen all that often, so... I think it would be an interesting one, but we are going to bounce back this week. And hey, you know, the goal is always to just beat you every single week. And that's just what we're going to keep doing. We had a little bump on the road because on week three, I did beat you, as you know.
How many times have you actually accomplished that? Because I hazard to guess the number in the last 2 years, 3 years. Is not more than 4. You've tied
for
me.
2024. I can check that. So this year I beat you once in 4 weeks. Last year I beat you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
You
in
have
18
to be
weeks.
Ties. You have to be counting ties. There's
no. As I can see here, and you can check this yourself as well, week 10, I beat you 6-5. Week 11, I beat you 8-7. Week 12, I beat you 5-4. Week 13, I beat you 10-9. Week 14, I was on a bit of a run there. That's how I got so close last year. Week 14, I beat you 9-4. Week 16, I beat
you
9-7.
That's a win. Ooh, that's a pretty
and then week 18, that's the big week. I beat you 12-4.
Isn't that the week I basically gave you, like, I'm going to pick the opposite of you, though?
I think that was 2023, but I'm not certain there.
This is what I'm reduced to. I have to play games with this fool to, like, make it interesting. Like, you guys should appreciate me.
Let's see how this one goes. I know your ego is right now is massive. It's not like the Bengals' ego, that's for sure. That one is in the gutter at this point. But I know yours is through the roof at this point. So let's see
if you can review the last week. Would you like to review the last week, Alex? Go ahead. Give the people the numbers, buddy.
No. We need to get to that when we get to that. We're not at that part of the segment yet, or the show yet. So, track it back. Let's go back. Let's talk about the games from week 4 before anything else. So how were your Bengals doing, by the way?
As well as I projected they were going to be. after Joe Burrow went down.
Is it time to fire your coach? Is it time to fire anyone? It's been time. It's been time. But that fool got you to a Super Bowl.
This staff is atrocious. I don't know how. Well, no, I do know how. I do know how, because it was under a different defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator. That's how.
But you know what we've discussed in the past.
When they need it.
But you know what we've discussed in the past is that this is a very loyal organization to a fault. So I wouldn't be shocked if that Super Bowl buys them a few more years. But, like, this is actually atrocious. You know that there's at least, if I'm not mistaken, 14 teams in the NFL, 14 running backs in the NFL, that is, that have rushed for more yards in a single game than your team has for the entirety of the season.
Aware of that.
It's actually like, damn, dude. I couldn't relate because my team has actually great defense. They have maybe the best QB in the league currently, according to PFF. So yeah, I really can't relate with you right now. I'm sitting 3-1, fine and dandy. We're going to win this week as well. We're going to be right next to the San Francisco 49ers. And that's just what we're going to keep doing. Sam Darnold, GQ Buzz, you just keep on moving. The greatest ever QB of the the God Emperor QB of the United States of America just keeps on rolling, buddy. Sorry for you. I can't relate. I can't say that I know what you're going through at this point. Because I don't. Just straight up. I don't know. So, that's fine. Liking my season.
Liking your season so far, huh?
Yeah, I'm having a blast right now. It's a fun season. Geno Smith is looking nice and dandy as well after leaving us. I'm honestly
surprised you haven't been. Well, granted, I guess you wouldn't go bankrupt getting rushed to the ER in Portugal versus the United States, but I'm surprised you haven't been rushed to the hospital with a heart attack with how the Seahawks have been playing.
Hey, it's the Seahawks way. I know what we like to do. We like to grind out games. We don't make life easy on ourselves. Everything has to be earned. Nothing is given. That's just the Seahawks mentality, buddy. That's just what we're going to keep on grinding. We're going to keep on getting wins. Sometimes we're going to fall asleep at the wheel. But don't be concerned about this. It's about the ride. And the ride, the car is just, it's driving on semi-automatic pilot. And that's just what we need to do. Sam Darnold, when needed, will take over. We'll improve. We'll make the passes. Again, the best QB in the NFL, according to PFF. It's not just me saying it, as people like to put it. It's PFF is saying it. ESPN is saying it. Sports Illustrator is saying it. So, I don't know. God Emperor QB of the United States of America strikes again.
States of America is terrible phrasing. But I couldn't, I guess I shouldn't expect more for someone who English is like their fourth language, so.
Hey, sure. I do say United States of America. I just say it very fast. All right. Seahawks, fine and dandy. You know, it could be worse for you.
Wow.
Because at this point, at least you know, like, your team, okay, you're 2-2, but you know the season isn't really going up to anything. Because you can see the writing on the wall. You can see the coaching isn't good.
You
can see.
Do you think we're going to win another game before Joe Burrow comes back? That's an honest question.
I think at this point, the question is Joe Burrow coming back?
That's a good question.
Because I don't see, like, why he would come back. This team isn't going anywhere. Anytime soon.
It's the same song as last year. You got to score 40 points to win, and sometimes that won't be good enough.
And the thing is, last year you had someone that could score 40 points.
Who?
You had Burrow. Burrow could get you 40 points. I don't see how Browning is getting you those 40 points at this point.
No, that ain't happening.
So, but again, it could be worse for you, as I was saying, because you know you're not going anywhere fast. You know, like, the season is probably ruined. You're hoping for a high draft pick at this point. The offense, I think the offense is going to have some games where they sort of click. But, like, the offensive line play, I mean, you've had terrible offensive line play. But this year, Jesus, dude. Like, I was seeing plays where, like, the snap happens and your outside offensive lineman, your tackles weren't even blocking. Like, they were just getting beat off the edge. Like, they just fumbled around like a pancake, couldn't really do anything. But again, could be worse for you, as I was saying, because you know all of this. That the season is going terribly and it's not getting any better anytime soon. But it could be better. It could be worse for you because you could be an Eagles fan.
Oh my God.
Where everything is looking fine and dandy. You're feeling the illusions of it. I'm seeing all of it at this point. I'm seeing all of it. Like, they are happy that they're 4-0 because they faced the Buccaneers and they have faced who else?
Oh, now the Buccaneers are a shit team or something?
No. I'm saying, like, the fans are super happy. Yeah, because they faced Kansas City. They faced the Cowboys. They faced the Rams. They faced the Buccaneers. So in their minds, it's like, they're 4-0. All great teams. The schedule, we got through the rough part of the schedule. Everything is going to be fine and dandy. No need to worry about anything. Jalen Hurts, barely any turnovers. Like, they're eluding themselves to the... They're just living in this delusional world and thinking everything is fine. Everything is going to be absolutely fine and dandy. And we're going to win another Super Bowl, maybe. We're going back-to-back on the Super Bowls. And it's just this illusion that they have right now. It's going to hurt them very bad. Because you have no illusions of greatness for your Bengals this year. But they have, and this is going to hurt them massively. Because again, this is yet another game where they have scored 31 points. How many yards do you think they have as a team?
215.
200 total yards. How many yards do you think they had passing?
67.
130 yards passing. They are leaving on this crazy edge of just like barely producing enough in order to score points. You're relying on defense to score you a bunch of points as well. And it's just like, this ain't going to work.
You thought the defense was going to be regressed. Remember that?
What? I remember that. I didn't get you. Sorry.
When you thought the Eagles defense was going to be massively regressing from last year. I remember that.
I still think it could happen as the season goes on. Let's see what happens there. But I just can't see how this offense is going to work going forward. Like, even Saquon, he doesn't look all that great. He had 19 touches. He averaged like 2. He had 19 carries, my bad. He averaged like 2.3 yards per carry. Like, that's absolutely atrocious at this point. The run game really isn't giving them much of anything. They're scoring points, barely producing any sort of yardage. I just think the other shoe is going to fall eventually, and that eventually is going to come at them when they least expect it. And you know how Philly fans go. Like, they're just going to drop one of these games, and it's going to be versus, I don't know, the Giants maybe, or the, I don't know, the Bears or something like that. They're going to drop one of those games, and everything is going to go to hell, because, like, team isn't good, and the ownership, and the coach, and the offensive lineman, and this and this and that. Like, everything is going to go to hell at that point. But right now, they're living on this dangerous, delusional world in which they think they are actually the best team in the league, where when they aren't. They clearly aren't. But
the best no team one in can the tell NFC. Them anything.
I have my doubts.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, so record-wise, I can say it.
Who are you moving on from the Packers? Because the Packers lost all your respect when they lost to the Browns. So who's your new darling of the NFC?
I think my new darling of the NFC is the Detroit Lions.
Oh man,
I think the Lions are the best team in the NFC right now.
Oh, okay.
They have allowed the same amount of points as the Eagles at this point. And they have
scored, they played the Browns.
What? Yeah, but the Browns can score points on some of those teams. Like, don't be fooled. They've played the Browns, but they also played the Bears. The Bears have a good offense.
Have the Browns even scored 20 points in a game?
They have. They have versus, if I'm not mistaken, they scored 20 points versus the Ravens. Could be wrong. They scored 17 versus the Ravens.
They have not scored 20 points in a game.
They scored 17 versus the Ravens. That's good enough. They scored 16 versus you. But still,
so Alex is going from you're not winning good enough to 17 points is close enough to 20. Okay.
Hey, but they're not winning scoring those points. So that's the thing. That's the thing. Where no one here is debating. No one here. They won a game. No one here is debating the Browns. We're debating how fraudulent the Eagles are, and I'm going to stand on that. They are fraudulent, and it's going to come around. Yes. And what happened? Once they won a Super Bowl, the other one, they went to the Super Bowl and collapsed. The other one, they got eliminated in the first round versus the Buccaneers.
How many games?
What do you want me to do?
I want you to call them a dynasty.
They're not a dynasty. They won a Super Bowl. In like 3 years, they won a Super Bowl. What do you want me to say? How's that a dynasty in your book? Like, your standard for dynasty is quite low.
Haven't they made two of the last three?
Have they won them? What's yes, the thing here? They won one of them. How is that a dynasty? Like, the Seahawks went in back-to-back Super Bowls. They won one, they lost one. No one is saying they were a dynasty.
Oh, man, Alex.
The Patriots, they had a dynasty. The Chiefs, they had a dynasty. What sort of crap dynasty is this thing for the Eagles? Even the dynasty of the Eagles are crap or fraudulent? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, not even the dynasties last with the Eagles.
I'm just curious how much winning the Eagles have to do before you finally are like, well,
get a Super Bowl, get another one.
They got one.
Get another one. I'll shut up then. Or start to have more than 200 yards per game, please. This is 2025 NFL.
You're just a hater.
No, dude, this is absolutely atrocious football that you're playing.
These are absolutely atrocious takes that you're having.
No. Like, I can't even watch them play. They're so absolutely garbage to the eye test that I can't, like, they played well.
You did the eye test last year.
They played well for a half versus the Rams when their backs were against the wall. Outside of that, it's just absolutely putrid football to watch. Like, I can't. I for the life of me, I can't. I can't watch it. It's too bad to my eyes. It's not working for me. They're averaging, like, what, 200 yards per game? Like, let me
more points than the Browns. And have scored more points than the Browns in one game than the Browns have their whole year, basically.
Perfect. They're scoring more points than the Browns, so they must be good. Like, you know what's a
their
good
team?
Their
defense is good!
The Bills. The Bills are a good team. You know how many points they're scoring? 33.3 points per game. You know who also has a good team at this point? It's the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions, you know how many points they're scoring? 34.3. You know how many points the Eagles are scoring at this point? Do you even want to know that terrible fact? They're scoring 27. That's like a tier below everything that we've been discussing at this point.
The number between 16 and 20 is about as close as the number between the Eagles and the Bills.
Yes. Do you want me to tell you?
You said that's good enough! You just said that's good enough!
Yeah, okay. Good okay. Enough. Do you want me to say how many yards they have per game?
Good enough.
Versus the rest?
Alex's parameter, good enough. Case closed.
Do you actually know that the Eagles have around... No, sorry. Let me put this another way. The Bills currently, they have... they are averaging 412.5 yards per game of offense. The Detroit Lions right now, they're averaging right around, I believe it's, 371.3 yards per game. Do you know how many the Eagles are averaging? This putrid Eagles offense that I can't even watch at this point.
Putrid
they're
Eagles.
Averaging 261 yards per game. This
almost
is absolutely diabolical, diabolical offense. I don't even know if... I think that the Browns might have more yards per game.
Stop
they actually
this.
Have more yards per game. They have 293 yards per game. They have 30 more yards per game than the Eagles. This, I can't, man. Like, this is the team that you think is the best in the NFL. I just can't.
It, no, not think it is the best in the NFL. Well, maybe not the
it,
NFL, but
not,
the NFC.
It's not the best team in the NFL. It's not the best team in the NFC.
It's the best.
I'm sorry. It's not.
Best
it's
team
not.
In the NFC?
It's just... No. I cannot let you keep lying to the audience and gaslighting
lying
them into thinking
the,
that...
The only
that
one lying
this
to the audience
is the
is
best
you.
Team in... No. Dude, you're constantly gaslighting them and protecting the Eagles because, again, you're part of big media at this point.
I'm part of big media?
You're part of big media at this point. You're protecting... The lovable Eagles. You are part of the problem here.
I'm not the one who constantly loses to a coin.
I mean, we don't know that yet. Like, I need to track the coin. Let's track the coin, as I said. Do not go away from this. You are part of big media. You try to protect the Eagles at all costs. This is not possible at this point. You cannot continue to do
I
this
can't protect
to, the,
four
to the audience.
Team? The 4-0 team. The 4-0
team.
The fraudulent. They've beaten four basically Super Bowl contending teams.
The Cowboys. The Super Bowl contenders, Cowboys. All right. If you say so, the Super Bowl contender Cowboys. The Super Bowl contender Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Here you go again. Gaslighting the audience. All
and
of those great
the
Super Bowl.
Last year.
Oh, sorry, every team that makes the playoffs are Super Bowl contender at this point?
The Tampa Bay Bucks looked pretty good last year, did they not?
They did. Are they a Super Bowl contender? Not really. That's
really?
Like me saying, last year, I don't know, what team actually looked halfway decent? Let me guess. I don't know. Trying to think of teams that made the playoffs. Didn't do much in them. Not the Ravens. Yeah. Ravens were actually legit, and like the Eagles. I mean, didn't the Steelers?
You're not gonna find the teams. The Steelers did make the playoffs, but the Bucks are actually a good team. I listen,
dude. There's a difference between being a good team and being a Super Bowl contender that you just said they were. Like,
you called the Eagles fraudulent. You picked the Buccaneers to beat the Eagles, and the Eagles won.
They should have covered it. They should have covered that. Yet another field goal block, which again, there's a chicken buried somewhere headless for all the bad mojo or for all the bad juju that teams get against the Eagles. That's the only thing that I can imagine is happening right now.
I think you're going a bit too far with the Eagle hate, man. It's.
No.
It's okay. You can calm down. It's okay. The Eagles are Say the Eagles are a good team and
the Eagles are an average team.
They're a good they just won the Super Bowl and they're 4-0.
I don't
What
care.
Are the Chiefs?
What
Where
are the Chiefs? The Chiefs
what
are
the Chiefs?
A solid team.
Are what?
A solid team that is growing.
Oh my god.
Hey, they're injured by injuries. And yet, let me double check that again. But if I'm not mistaken, yes, they're injured to the guts right now. They're completely hurt. Everywhere is hurt. They are still averaging nearly 100 yards more per game than the Eagles. I don't know what to tell you. They don't have a superstar running back. They don't have nearly... same amount of talent that the Eagles do. Now you have the wide receiver that is disgruntled with the whole situation. AJ Brown is leaving games, is tweeting out that people don't want him there, and that he has to make his own path. Then he has to apologize for it because someone inside of the organization probably just went to him and be like, okay, this is bullshit. The locker room isn't fine with the Eagles. This is all going to crap with them.
Why don't you tweet out AJ Brown and tell him it's okay and that the Eagles are a shit organization and that you feel his pain and that
I'm sure that he would appreciate it, actually.
Then do it! Do it!
Because at this point, he agrees with me. He knows that his QB is shit. He knows that his coach is shit. He knows that all of that is true.
Then do it, Alex.
I don't like to harass players at any point of time. They feel fragile
right now. You're not harassing players! You're
signing! I am! No. Like, at this point, he is in a not super good position for him. He is feeling vulnerable. And that should not be talked about lightly. Like, he needs understanding at this point. Not someone to say that the team that he's in is shit. Because he knows that. He doesn't need to verbalize it. And now the locker room is in shambles. Because he's being forced to say to the media that he needs to take the accountability for it. Which, I mean, it's just... There's someone in there that needs to take accountability. But it's not him. It's whoever is designing these crappy ass game plans. And whoever is telling Jalen Hurts not to throw the football more than 20 times per game. It's just terrible, man. I feel for him. You can come to the Seahawks, a real offense, and see where like that the grass is actually greener on the other side.
That the grass is actually greener on the other side.
But that's all I have to say about the Eagles. Fraudulent ass team. You keep on defending them. You're gonna be proven wrong. Eventually you're going to have to admit one of these shows that they suck. And it's okay. I'm gonna be here for
gonna happen. Like I don't understand. Like if you haven't been able to admit the Eagles are a good team after watching them win a Super Bowl and start 4-0, that it's gonna take a lot of losing for me to even consider coming to that position.
We'll see.
We'll see
what happens.
I have miles of Alex Copium to make up for before I get to that conclusion, buddy.
You're gonna see the light eventually. That's going to be okay.
I'm hoping that you're gonna see the light eventually too, and just call the Eagles a good team and just move on. It's a win on the column.
I cannot admit something that to my core I know is not okay.
Your core.
It is what it is. Moving on. And speaking of teams that are good but are not lucky in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers. They have managed to tie the Cowboys. And I think that the moment that turned that game around is the field goal block that happened when they were going for the PAT, which is essentially a three-point swing at that point. Because had they gone for that, they are clear of the Cowboys. The Cowboys' morale goes through the gutter. Everything is looking fine and dandy for the Packers, and I think it just goes on. And they just keep on trouncing the Cowboys. But that PAT block returned for a two-pointer is effectively a kick to the gut right now. Like, they got completely destroyed after that. They couldn't really do anything on offense after that. The Cowboys got completely galvanized. And that got me thinking, like, how much? Because we've seen a lot of field goal blocks this year. And I got to thinking, like, is this common? Like, do we think this is an anomaly right now? Is there anything that has changed in the rules for this amount of field goal blocks to happen? And right now, with yesterday's block, or this game, the Thursday night football game, the blocked field goal on Joshua Hardy that happened versus the San Francisco 49ers, that was the 17th blocked kick of 2025. Last year, we had 18 field goals blocked in the whole season. We had 17 in 2023, we had 29 in 2022, and we had 15 in 2021. I feel like the numbers are completely destroyed here, but then I look at some other seasons, and like 2005, we had 26 field goals blocked. 2015, we had 24 field goals blocked. Right now, we're probably on pace for around 40 field goals blocked, which would be completely asinine. Even 30, there would be to be a lot of regression here for us to be at 30. But even 30 would be relatively high. I don't think there's an explanation anywhere about the field goals blocks, the increase of field goal blocks. The only thing that I can see is that...
I'm blaming the Eagles somehow with this.
No. I mean, the Eagles, I've said before, they are practicing some black magic. So that's just what happens here. I think we should disregard them. Don't count them for the statistic and look at that afterwards and move from there. But again, that's another thing. I feel like part of the issue could be just bad blocking. I think that's probably very correct to assume. I think the other thing could be that teams are now using starting players more on field goal blocks or on field goal formations to maybe get some blocks. And again, the level of starting as player to just one of those bench players is quite different. For example, for the Eagles, I believe they've been using a lot of Jalen Carden and Devontae Wyatt. And Devontae, what's the name of the other guy from Georgia? It's not Devontae Wyatt, is it? Because I believe that's the Packers guy. No, Jordan Davis. They've been using a lot of Jalen Carden and Jordan Davis in their field goals. And it has been leading to a lot of blocks, again, for the Eagles. So I think part of the reason is that teams are now using starting players more often in the field goal formations. And then it's just like overall shittiness, I'd say, of the blocking. Do you have any idea?
I don't think it's really anything that needs predictable. Like, you even in the numbers, you even like saw big discrepancies where you had 15 and then almost 30 the next year. I think it ebbs and flows, dude. Like, I just think it's a high year.
Last 4 years. Like, since 2020, there has never been more than 30. Like, the 29 was the anomaly, but it was like a year and four. I feel like if you look at those numbers, 29, yeah, sure, that's fairly high. But you had like 1 year and five. I don't know if that's all that normal. Maybe there was another anomaly in there in which teams were again starting more defensive players in their field goal blocks. But I don't know. Like, even right now, we're at the pace for over 40. So this is not a thing. And like, this would be one of the years with the more field goal blocks ever, if the pace is up. So I think it's cause to think, what is happening here? It's not just a random anomaly year, I would say. Because again, on pace for 40, not necessarily 30. And I'm not even counting the punts, the blocked punts, which we've had 4 this year. And I think
you're thinking too much into this, buddy.
Maybe it's because I've been screwed on a lot of these blocked field goals for my bets. Maybe I'm extrapolating there. But I haven't been a fan. We need to clear this up so I can go back to my winning ways on the picks.
You need to figure out so you can go back. You're blaming the blocked field goals for your misprediction. So now here's my question. Now that you've brought this into the equation, how many blocked field goals have cost you lines?
I can look back at it, and I know
the Eagles are a glaring one.
The Eagles are a glaring one, not necessarily for week 4, but for week 3, it was a glaring one, effectively, because it was the blocked field goal on the Rams that would have put them up, if I'm not mistaken, they would be up by 3, I believe, and the line was +3.5. And the Eagles turned that field goal into a 7 for them, and I get screwed on that one. If I'm not mistaken, there were a few more. Let me look at some of the lines here. I know there was a Broncos-Colts one as well, which had the... It was not a field goal, but it was a field goal situation for the Colts, where the Broncos had a penalty on a field goal, so a bit different. I'm trying to look at some of these as well. The Giants, if I'm not mistaken, there was something with the Giants Cowboys in there as well. There was something with... Trying to be objective on this. I would need to go back and check, because I know there were more.
I think you're just making excuses for your own shortcomings. It's okay, Alex. It's okay to find excuses and find like black magic. And it couldn't be you, right? It couldn't be you who might be wrong about your assessment on, say, the Eagles, for example. It couldn't be you being wrong about something or not thinking properly about a situation going into the game, or maybe just it's bad luck. Like, but no, it has to be like, we're blocking field goals and the Eagles are using black magic, and that's why my predictions are going wrong. Like, come on, Alex, you're better than that, buddy. I think better of that.
Let's go look at another thing that will clear up if we're good or not at looking at teams. I want you to look at the 3-1 teams currently in the NFL, and you'll tell me which ones do you think are fraudulent, which one do you think are good. So give me the ones that you think are good out of the 3-1 teams, or give me a top 3 teams that are 3-1 and a bottom 2 teams that are 3-1.
I think the Lions are good.
All right, I agree.
I think the Buccaneers are good. I think the Chargers are good.
Okay, there's one more that you need to say.
And I think the 49ers are good.
The 49ers are not 3-1. They are 4-1.
They were 3-1 before last night.
They're not counting on this one.
They are counting.
No. Give me the teams that are currently... No. We're doing this show after Thursday Night Football. Give me the teams that are currently 3-1 that are good. Is there anyone else?
Indianapolis Colts.
See, this is where I get you, Angelo. This is... You're now on record saying that the Indianapolis Colts are a good team and not a fraudulent team. And in about 7 weeks, we're going to all be sitting.
You
are not saying the Seattle Seahawks. Dare I say, the Seattle Seahawks, with a few more wins, could be considered the best team in the NFC. And you're not counting them. You're simply not counting them. So that's okay. You're on record saying, do you think the Seahawks are fraudulent then?
Do I think? Yes, I think the Seahawks are fraudulent.
You're putting them in the same boat as the Jaguars and the Steelers, then.
No, I think the Jaguars are better than them. But
you're on record saying that the Colts are not fraudulent, that the Jaguars are better than the Seahawks, and that the Seahawks are fraudulent. So all of these three points, you're going to die by that sword, because you're going to be wrong on all of them, by the way. The Seahawks are one of the best teams in the NFC. The Colts... You see Daniel Jones, he just turned back into a pumpkin again. And this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of the end for them. The Jaguars, I don't even know how the Jaguars are winning games at this point. But we know what the Jaguars are, and the Jaguars are not good, simply.
Speaking of, like, Mr. Obsessed with, like, yards and offense and stats, the Jaguars have scored 30 more points than the Seahawks right now.
They have not. I'm looking at the numbers. The Jaguars have scored 96 points. The Seahawks have scored 111.
Sorry. I saw the 67 points.
This is him trying to gaslight you guys into thinking that his points are valid when they're clearly not. Not only that is a thing, but we also a top, let me double check. Yeah, we're the second best team in terms of points allowed in the NFL currently. And you're not even counting that. And we're not first because the Houston Texans have faced the Tennessee Titans. Otherwise, we would be first. We have one of the best defenses in the NFL, and we have the best QB in the NFL, according to PFF. I don't know what else to tell you. Anything, that team is fraudulent, but the Eagles are fine. I don't know what to tell you, man.
So are you saying you think the Seahawks would beat the Eagles?
Yes.
No.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You asked me, is that what you're saying? And I'm saying, yes, that's what I'm saying. The Seahawks are the best team in their division. They're the best team, soon to be best team in the NFC. And if we were to face the Eagles this year, we would beat the Eagles.
No, you're not.
We're going to beat them in the playoffs. Just wait.
You'd have to make the playoffs first, buddy.
We're going to make the playoffs. I don't know if they are going to make the playoffs, but we are going to make the playoffs.
You don't know if the... Oh, my
God. So, you're on record again saying that the Colts are good, the Steelers are trash, the Seahawks are trash.
You're on record of saying you don't think the Eagles are going to make the playoffs. I don't want to hear it.
Hey.
Oh.
Eventually, you're going to give me reason. So, okay, the Jags, the almighty Jags are good now in your eyes. Okay, I see.
I don't think they're good. I just think they're better than the Seahawks.
I think you're going to regret that so much in a couple of weeks. But hey, it is what it is. The Seahawks are just going to keep on rolling and you can't do anything about it, man.
We'll
see. Unlucky. Unlucky for sure. Okay. After that, I think there were a few names for fantasy, real quick. A small little segment for fantasy before we go into the picks. Because there have been a few surprising names this season. One of them being the new Bucky Irving, Woody Marks. Woody Marks is, dare I say, making his mark in the NFL right now. He has just surpassed Nick Chubb in terms of snaps, in terms of carries. He looks to be right now the running back one for the Texans. My boy, Woody Marks. So I wanted to run a bit of a this or that on Woody Marks for you.
You're really not going to like what you find, but go on.
Woody Marks. Okay. So let me look at running backs. Purely running back.
Purely running backs.
So this or that on Woody Marks.
You're really not going to like what you find, buddy.
Okay, so Woody Marks or Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt.
Corey Kroski-Merritt.
Why? Why is the guy that is in a timeshare with Chris Rodriguez a better guy than Woody Marks?
Because he's on a more potent offense, and we're not sure if Woody Marks... He's got the job. We don't know if he's going to maintain the job. There's still
he's
going to
maintain the job. I think you're nuts. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt's absolutely shit. Okay,
next up.
Zach Charbonnet or Woody Marks?
Zach Charbonnet.
You're completely nuts, dude. Your opinion is completely discredited.
He's a better...
Yeah. Yeah, because we keep on feeding him touches, and he just looks like... I don't know. He looks like... What was that guy? For the Detroit Lions. Like in around 2021, maybe?
Deion Johnson?
Is that no, name? Something Bell. Something Bell. Joik Bell. Oh. That's Zach Charbonnet. It's Joik Bell.
Okay, go on.
So that's it. You're liking Joik Bell. Bashful Tutin or Woody Marks?
Woody Marks.
There you go. Your single line. Now, Jordan Mason or Woody Marks?
Jordan Mason.
Why do you want the backup to Aaron Jones?
I saw what he did to the Bengals. He's got more upside.
I can do that. I can do that to the Bengals right now. My granny could do that to the Bengals right now.
Oh, man.
Chuba Hubbard or Woody Marks?
Oh, this isn't close. Chuba Hubbard.
Travis Etienne or Woody Marks?
Travis Etienne.
Trey Benson or Woody Marks?
Trey Benson is on the IR, so on that, I'm going to say Woody Marks, but if he was healthy, Trey Benson.
It's a this or that, Angelo, not a this because or a that because.
Fine, Woody Marks.
David Montgomery or Woody Marks?
David Montgomery.
And finally, Cam Scataboo or Woody Marks?
Cam Scataboo.
Woody Marks all, over all of them. Woody Marks is the new Bucky Irving. Next year, Woody Marks is going to be ranked right where Bucky Irving is being ranked right now. He is fast. He is punishing when he has the ball in his hands versus defenders. He can catch the football. He's like a dream running back at this point. I'm so happy that I got him. He's perfect.
Oh, he's perfect. We're doing Woody Marks propaganda. Okay.
Woody Marks wheels up. Now let's do propaganda for one of the guys that you like.
Wheels up?
I said wheels up, of course, because I'm going to transition into Quentin Johnston or Quentin Johnston or Travis Hunter. Quentin Johnston or Chris Olave. Yeah, think about it, buddy.
Quentin Johnston.
Think about it. Quentin Johnston or Jordan Addison?
Quentin Johnston.
Quentin Johnston or Jameson Williams?
Quentin Johnston.
Quentin Johnston or Tee Higgins?
For the rest of the season?
No, for fantasy, for dynasty.
Oh, T.
Quentin Johnston or the wide receiver for your beloved Eagles, A.J. Brown.
Quentin Johnston.
You have to say it because, again, A.J. Brown doesn't have a QB. He has a running back throwing him the football. So that's kind of hard right now. Quentin Johnston or Garrett Wilson?
Garrett Wilson.
Okay. Quentin Johnston or his drop buddy, Brian Thomas?
Brian Thomas.
Okay, Quentin Johnston or Zay Flowers?
Quentin Johnston.
You know that Zay Flowers is actually like 10 spots above Quentin Johnston. I thought that was kind of crazy.
Zay Flowers hasn't had like a top... I'm pretty sure he hasn't had a top 24 season. And if he has, he's been like the fringe of the 24.
He's always the guy that is going to happen next year. He is a better version of the, what's the name of dude, the wide receiver from the Bills that goes everywhere and solids, Gabriel Davis. He is the better version of Gabriel Davis.
You mean because he has some production? So are you willing to admit Quentin Johnston is the best wide receiver in the Chargers right now?
No, Ladd McConkey still exists.
Absolutely not. Ladd McConkey had a single reception last game.
Yes, better days are going to come for Ladd McConkey. If we were doing this after this week's game,
Alex,
we would all
Quinn
think
Johnston
that Ladd
or
McConkey. Ladd McConkey. Immediately Ladd McConkey. If you say otherwise, you're nuts.
It's Quinn.
See, you're nuts. So, yeah. I think Quentin Johnston over some of those, because Quentin Johnston has looked decent as well at times. So, I mean, when I see changes in the player, I can admit them. I'm not like, I think he has been playing better this year. I think he has fixed a lot of his drops this year. He's just not a better wide receiver than Ladd McConkey. That's just straight fact. So, I would still say, hey, final one. Quentin Johnston or Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Quinn Johnston.
If I had Quinn Johnston, someone Alex. Else had Marvin Harrison Jr. Just Alex. Do that. For the Alex. Love of God, just do that.
Alex.
What?
You ready to hear something hurtful?
Go for it.
They're the same player.
Not the same. Hey, Quinn Johnston or Malik Nabers?
Malik Nabers.
You know who's not the best wide receiver this year between Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers?
Oh, this guy, he has to go on moral victories because a guy tore his ACL. Hey,
No, just saying. One of those guys are still playing. Hey. Reliable as they come. Maserati Marv. Back at it. It's okay. That's some of them were interesting. For example, out of those that I said, for example, Travis Hunter is still ahead of Quinn Johnston. DK Metcalf is ahead of Quinn Johnston. Jordan Addison, T. Higgins, Jameson. Most of the ones that I said are ahead of Quinn Johnston right now. So people, in your eyes, people are still low on Quinn.
Yeah. They need to see the wheels. Whenever you have doubt, just point towards the wheels.
Okay. So about this week, do you have anything else that you want to talk about?
No, I think I got my monologue in. I got to call you crazy, and you got to call me crazy. I think that's a good amount of stuff. I think we got a good balance. I don't think we should fuck with the balance. I think we should get into the meat. In the meat.
I'll just finish by saying the Chiefs are back.
Oh my God. Okay.
The Chiefs are back and the Ravens are in big, big trouble because Derrick Henry doesn't look great. I'll put it like that. And now Lamar Jackson is hurt. So that team, I think it's kind of going nowhere fast.
Uh-huh. Are you ready to make predictions now?
I am. Okay, let's go for it then. If you did not know, last for Thursday Night Football, we made our pick on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at No Reserves Radio. So we made our picks there. Angelo was on the San Francisco 49ers +3.5. The Rams, that was me. The Rams just didn't account for Mac Daddy Jones to play so well. At that point, like Mac Jones, that was the factor that I was missing. The fact that Mac Jones was the QB, not Brock Purdy. Gutsy-ass performance by Mac Jones, who by the end was basically stumbling out of the field, puking his guts out. It's just a warrior, man. Like, people should have never doubted Mac Daddy Jones. So, much love to Mac Jones. The best QB in San Francisco at this point. So you now can lead us off here. I believe this is the London game, not Dublin. Dublin was last week. I believe this is Dublin.
I need a recap of last week, Alex.
Oh, you need a recap of last week. Okay. So for week 4, the records were something of good were those records. So Alex was 3-13, and Angelo was 10-6. You happy now? That leaves the overall total. Angelo has 32 points. Let's call points wins straight up. That's probably a bit better. I'll give you the percentage records at like mid-season or so. That puts Angelo at 32 points, and Alex is at 25 points. So I'm 7 below Angelo this
time. Okay.
Are you happy?
I am happy. The first game in Jolly Old London is the Minnesota Vikings at quote-unquote, the Cleveland Browns, which I don't blame that they threw a Cleveland Brown home game away in London. I would too. Cleveland is... Oh, no, not Cleveland. Minnesota is currently favored by 4.5 points. I think after, you know, getting steamrolled by Detroit, new quarterback comes in, Dylan Gabriel. I do think this is like a prelude to Shedeur Sanders starting, but I'm going to go with Alex's logic, which is the first game of a backup is always a lot better than you expect it to be, and I am picking Cleveland.
The logic usually applies when it's a backup you like and a coach you like. If I'm not mistaken, in college, Dylan Gabriel's ADOT was, if I'm not mistaken, around 133rd out of 137 qualified QB. So he can throw about as far as I can do out of my couch. Or at least coach don't really think he can throw more than that. I like Stefanski.
Remember when we thought Kenneth Walker didn't have hands? Because he didn't catch in college?
No. You thought Kenneth Walker didn't have hands. I was saying he just wasn't asked to catch. Are you telling me Dylan Gabriel wasn't asked to throw the ball deep?
Who knows?
I know. Dylan Gabriel cannot throw the fucking football deep. Give me the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. And now it's the coin's turn. You're going to write down the coin because we don't have an app for that. Okay.
Go for it. Flip it.
The coin that says the Minnesota Vikings.
See? Coin is with me. Minnesota. Minus 4.5.
Your turn, buddy.
All right. The Houston Texans. They go at the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are 3.5-point favorites right now.
Is Lamar playing?
I do not believe Lamar is playing. The Baltimore Ravens defense is in complete shambles. I hate to do this, but I'm going to go with Houston and the Dingus, C.J. Stroud, plus 3.5. C.J. Stroud saying he is getting old right now, and he's feeling his athleticism slipping away from him at the ripe age of 23 years old. The Wonderlic test had a point when it said that he's not the sharpest tool on the shed. Uh-oh. Discord is messing with us right now, Angelo. You're back with your robot voice.
Oh, how much did you get? Is it back? Is it better?
No, I got it. I got it. It was the Texans plus 3.5. I don't know if you flipped it in the end because of the backup QB. That was the part that I missed.
I did flip it at the end. I'm going with the Ravens. Backup QB, head coach I like. Going with the Ravens. All right, let's see what the coin says. Coin says... Tails twice. Wow, Texans.
Oh, buddy. You're in for a world of pain. If the coin is as right as you say it is.
Okay. Next game is the Panthers against the Dolphins. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. The Dolphins are favored by 1.5. Give me the Dolphins. You can't pay me enough to pick the fucking putrid-ass, pathetic Panthers with a quarterback you won't admit is mid as fuck.
I low-key want to take, as you know, the Carolina Panthers. But I think at some point we need to install a rule that I can't just keep on picking them. Otherwise, we're going to lose the people a lot of money. And that's a no-go, because I think it's time for me to admit that they are not the best team in the league. Or the second best, or a top 15, or maybe even a top 25 team in the league. So, with that said, I think I'm gonna go with the Miami Dolphins.
That's the most unenthused Miami Dolphins I think I've ever heard.
How can you even be happy about the Miami Dolphins at this point? Picking them is not all that fun. But it is what it is. Give me the Dolphins as well. What does the coin say?
The coin wants Carolina.
Should have gone with the coin. The coin knows it all. The coin now is really against you. You are praising the coin. And the coin is just like, no, you're trash, Angelo. Just like, leave me alone. I know I do my own thing. Okay. The Las Vegas Raiders at the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are 6.5-point favorite. Playing at home. Interesting enough, the Raiders defense isn't absolutely garbage. The offense has a lot of issues. Geno Smith is leading the league in interceptions, which doesn't really help these sorts of numbers at +6.5 that I have to cover, that I have to be under that line. That's not great. But still, 6.5 is a big ass number for the Colts. I think I'm going to go with the Colts, but it's a very reluctant pick on the Colts. I'll put it like that.
So going with the Colts. Not reluctantly, they're the better team. It's just flat out. And the coin says the Colts as well.
Okay, it's a round of Colts for all of us.
All right,
finally on the same page.
Next, we got the Saints at the Giants. I don't like the Saints. I think the Giants' defense is the best unit on the field. Give me the Giants. The Saints are favored 1.5 points, by the way. So you actually also get points by being on the Giants, which is crazy to think about when you're betting for the Saints. But, yeah, que sera, sera.
If this was reversed, though, it would be crazy that the Giants were laying points against anyone. So is the line for this just zero? Because that's the only thing that I see. I can't see any of these teams getting points. Like, this is insane. Both are trash. Jackson Dart, like, people were praising Jackson Dart for his start. He had like 111 yards passing. He was gutsy out there. He was goddamn near ready to die for those people in that game to show them that he's capable of doing that. He was just throwing himself at first into rushes and whatnot, looking absolutely derailed. But that was not a good showing by him. He didn't do anything passing-wise that just wowed me. He managed to beat the Chargers, who are just unlucky as crap. If they had half of the luck from the Eagles, the Chargers would have a dynasty at this point.
Oh my.
But I think I'm going to go with the Giants as well here. Give me the Giants +1.5.
Coin says Giants.
Round of Giants as well. Giants. 1.5. All right, the Dallas Cowboys, they travel to New York, New Jersey, better say, to the Jets. They're going to face the Jets. The Jets are 2.5-point favorites, underdogs, my bad. They're +2.5 at this point. I feel like the Cowboys are the way to go. The Jets, the defense is absolutely putrid at this point. They can't stop me, you, and my granny, and your granny from throwing football on them. The Dallas Cowboys defense isn't anything to write home about, but I think, again, this is a game that goes down to the line, and it's a less than 3-point game. So I have Brandon Aubrey on my side with the Cowboys. I have a QB that is actually playing quite good in that. And I have a QB that I know won't fumble me the football when I need to make a best drive of the game, unlike Justin Fields. So give me the Dallas Cowboys -2.5. I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory.
I think you're right on this one. I think it's the Cowboys as well. I may have to be off the Justin Fields bandwagon for this year. All right, coin says. Coin is on the bandwagon.
Coin is on the Jets.
Yep, coin is on the Jets.
Coin is going down.
Yeah, here we go. This is the matchup I wanted to see. The Denver Broncos go into the link. They head to Philadelphia to face the dynasty Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles, of course, as they have basically every game, are favored by 3.5 points. And you know the Eagles are coming away with a dubski. The only question is it going to be by 3 or 4 or more points? I'm still rolling, you know, Eagles to the moon. Give me the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, so fly, books, baby. Fly.
The books are essentially telling you that in a neutral field, this game is around 2 points between the dynasty of the Eagles, the mighty 4-0 Eagles, and the 2-2 Bo Nix-led Denver Broncos. I think you need to get your head checked on that one, because the bookies are clearly telling you these teams are fairly close in terms of what they can do. I think I'm going to go with the Denver plus 3.5. Again, they have Patrick Surtain. It will lock down whatever AJ Brown has still left in the tank. This is another game where Jalen Hurts is going to throw for around 150 yards. And everyone is going to be on him to be the next guy, the QB that throws for 150 yards. I believe Saquon Barkley is going to get stuffed a bit here. Bo Nix will be able to handle the pressure. He will be able to get some plays off. And they will probably cover this game. The Eagles will score a late field goal to win it, because that's just the luck of the Eagles after a blocked field goal or something like that. The Eagles get the ball late to score a field goal. Sirianni is great. Everyone is great. The Eagles are great. Next week, you're going to be sitting here telling me how great they are because they're 5-0, because they managed to block a field goal and score one late to win the game. But the Broncos are going to cover the number, so give me the Broncos plus 3.5.
I disagree with that one, Coin.
Oh, Coin is with me. Coin is with the Denver Broncos. Plus 3.5. I'm loving Coin right now. Thank you for introducing the Coin.
Yeah, you might have to.
Can you imagine if I had you? Can you imagine if I had let you go through with the idea of you're going to make the pick that the Coin says? And then now you would be on Denver.
Yeah, I would be on Denver.
And all right.
And in like 3 more picks, you're going to find out if I would have had to be on the Bengals or not, too. All right.
And the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans at the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are 8.5 point favorites. And straight up, they're facing the worst team in the league, the Titans. The Titans, as Cam Ward said, keeping it a buck, were ass. And I'm 100% in agreement with Cam Ward. Did you know what the expression meant? Because at some point, I'm starting to realize that I listen to a lot of people that are not up to date with today's language. Did you know what keeping it a buck meant?
Yeah, you keep it 100. You tell the truth.
Okay. Because like in the media that I listen to, there were very few people that knew what keeping it a buck meant. So I was kind of surprised by that. I thought that was like something that was fairly understandable to everyone. But apparently not. Keeping it a buck, expression that not a lot of people know. So that's fun. After that, keeping it a buck, the Titans are trash. Cam Ward doesn't look greatest. They have maybe the worst head coach in the league right now. Your former OC. Give me the Arizona Cardinals. I don't think they're great, but I think they're a team that will be the ass of most crappy ass teams. So give me the Cardinals -8.5. That's a lot of points.
So, sorry. That is a lot of points. That said, 8.5 is too much for me on the Cardinals? The Marvin
It could be on the, I don't know, the Steelers. And I'll still take the Steelers.
I'm going to go with the Titans. I think this might be fool's gold at this point, but like, Can they really get shut out twice in a row? I don't know. We'll see. Maybe.
I think they can.
Speaking of which, I did see a short recently. Did you know that of... What was the stat? The Titans have scored 37 points this year. 30 of them came from field goals.
That's a stat that feels 100% realistic for this Titans side right now.
Yeah, it's not good. It's no bueno. It's not fun times. So that said, I do think somehow, some way, the Titans are going to score the most points they've scored all year. But we'll see. I have to do this line. Oh, wait. Hold on. I have one more thing to do before starting. Coin wants the Cardinals.
Right there with me. The coin is straight up on my side this week.
For the most part, yeah. So
you're feeling scared right now.
I'm not scared. Like I said, I can beat you and I can beat a coin. Fine.
I don't know about that, Jim.
I can beat you both. I'm better than you both. I know that. So next up, we have the Seahawks and the Buccaneers. The Seahawks, for some reason, are favored by 3.5 points. I'm just going to keep this short and sweet. Give me the Buccaneers.
No Mike Evans for the Bucs. No Bucky Irving for the Bucs.
Won't need it.
Baker Mayfield hurt right now. This is a perfect spot for us. We're already going to dominate this game, no matter what. But with the injuries, it's even better. Like, this is an easy cakewalk for the Seahawks. Give me the Seahawks -3.5. Simple as. Coin, I know you're with me, buddy.
See. The coin is with the Buccaneers, tails.
You got that one wrong, coin. Get your head in the game. All right. The Detroit Lions at the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals, 8.5 point underdogs at this point.
Shocked this line has not moved at all from the time I sent it to you. Shocked.
I'm fairly certain the lines in the app lock at right around Tuesday.
Gotcha.
So most places this is around a 10. Because of that, Detroit -8.5 feels like a layup.
Yeah, this isn't even close to me. This is Detroit. There's nothing to debate. They're getting mollywopped again. But let's see if the coin agrees. The coin disagrees.
Oh, the coin is with your team right now.
Yeah.
Says you guys are fools for not trusting Jake Browning.
Apparently.
One thing that I'll say, Jamar Chase threw a little tantrum about getting the football and whatnot. Maybe he gets the football going his way, and it's going to be one of those Jamar Chase games. Let's see.
The Chargers are home against the Commanders. The Chargers are favored by 3.5 points. Is Jaden Daniels back, or is this another Mariota line?
Jaden Daniels is back.
Give me the Commanders.
I'm right there with you. Commanders +3.5. Even if the Chargers win this one, I think it's going to be close. Down to the wire. And I'm going to go with the Jaden Daniels led Washington Commanders.
Coin says Chargers.
Coin likes the Chargers. Chargers -3.5. Right. Sunday Night Football. The New England Patriots go at the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are 8.5 point favorites. Keeping it a buck. That's the expression of the week. I think the Patriots offense.
Now I'm changing
offense,
the title of the episode.
Keeping it a buck.
The Patriots offense looks halfway decent at this point. The Buffalo Bills defense looks very beatable at times. They were in a bit of trouble and in a bit of hot water versus the Saints there for a minute, till the Saints screwed it up, screwed the pooch, and that was that. But the Bills, the defense looks a bit beatable. I think the Patriots come in with a good game plan. I think this Patriots team is actually a halfway decent team. I think they are going to be in contention for a playoff spot in there in the end. I believe this team should be 3-1 at this point. I'm going to go with the Patriots plus 8.5. I don't think the line should be this high. I think it should be below a touchdown.
I agree with you on that as well. Though I am afraid. Because the Bills absolutely can get rolling on offense and then it's just over from there. That said, the Bills' defense has not looked as good as the Eagles' defense. Just pointing that out there. And it seems like the Bills' defense is susceptible to giving up points. So, we'll see. Let's see what the coin says. Coins with the Bills.
Oh, the coin line likes the blowouts.
And the last
game.
The Chiefs at the Jaguars. The Chiefs are favored by 3.5 points. This comes on the heels of the Chiefs absolutely shellacking the Ravens. I'm going to give you a hot take, Alex. The Jaguars' defense is better than the Ravens. Give me the Jaguars.
But I'll still give you a better hot take, is that the Kansas City defense is still no thing to play with. I think they're a good defense. I think the Chiefs offense is starting to find themselves again, and this is not just a Jags thing or a Baltimore Ravens thing. I think this is just the KC Chiefs getting back into a groove, getting ready to face a long season. They've heard the noise. They're ready to fight back. Give me the Chiefs -3.5.
And the final pick for the coin is the Chiefs.
Oh, coin likes the Chiefs right there with me. -3.5. Okay. So, before we go, like the song says, let me open up here the minerals. See how we are doing with the minerals at this point in time. So the minerals from last week, I had Carolina +5.5. That was a dud.
Yeah.
I had Chicago. Yep. I had Chicago.
I think that was one of your rare wins.
I'm double checking the score. No, because it was -1.5, and they won by 1. So that's an L.
That was an L.
I had Tennessee +7.5. You know what that one is? An L. Okay, you had for your gold pick. So I went 0-3 again. Not looking fine and dandy. For your gold pick, you had the Denver Broncos -7.5. That's a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Then you had Detroit, the Lions, -8.5. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And then finally, you had the Philadelphia Eagles. And that gets you your first win for the bronze pick this year. That's a winner. Straight. So that puts me, gold record, 0-4. Straight up not having a good time. You are 3-1. Gold records. Silver record, 0-4. Straight up not having a good time. Silver record, 3-1 for you. Having a good time. Bronze record, where I'm still having a lead because I'm now 2-2 on those, and you are 1-3.
Saying you've picked 2 games correctly in this?
In the minerals, yes. But it's time to turn it around with the help of the coin. And I'll start first.
How is the coin going to help you with this?
Because the coin is in a lot of places with me here. The coin likes what I've picked this week. They're with me, through and through. And I'm going to start with one pick that I think the coin also liked, if I'm not mistaken. and I'm going to go with a big-ass number. I'm going to go with Arizona minus 8.5 for my gold pick. For my silver pick, I'm going to go with a pick that the coin didn't like. I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions, minus 8.5. Big Lions again. And finally, for the bronze pick, I am going to go with the Seattle Seahawks, minus 3.5. Okay, give me yours. Gold pick.
So unfortunately, I was with you on two of them, but I'm going to go on the one that I'm against you. Give me the Buccaneers with the gold pick.
Okay, Tampa Bay, plus 3.5.
Give me the Dallas Cowboys with the silver.
Dallas Cowboys. They are sitting nice and pretty at minus 2.5.
And finally, bronze,
the bronze pick.
You know what time it is? It's the Eagles.
Oh. Fly, Shittles, fly. Eagles, minus 3.5. And that's the show. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Just that your picks are catastrophic. And well, actually, I can't even say that. I think most of the picks have been obvious for this week. We'll see. We're going to come in next week, and it's going to be a very, very poor showing for both of us. But, you know.
All right. Let's see how this one goes. Sometimes the coin. The coin is introduced in this show. The coin is going to stay with us for the rest of the season. And we'll track that as well. So let's see how that one goes. So thank you guys. If you've listened this long, thank you very much. If you're not following us yet on Twitter, make sure you do, because sometimes we drop some important updates in there. Angelo is always active as well on social media. He's always throwing shots at me. So it's at No Reserves Radio. Yeah, it's so easy. Simple as. No Reserves Radio, that's where you can find us on Twitter. If you're not yet subscribed to the show, please make sure you do. Make sure you turn on the auto downloads as well. That really helps out the show, and it's not that big of a deal for you as well. And if you can, leave us a 5-star review, because that helps the algorithm as well. I hope you enjoyed this so far, the NFL season. I hope if you're trying to bet, you've been on Angelo's side more than mine. But if you've been on mine, if you're Team Alex, we're going to bounce back. Because we've been hit very hard, but we're still moving. So there's no problem in there.
Alex, better days will come.
Better seasons, better weeks will come. All right. Thank you so much, guys. And as always, talk to you next week.
See you guys.